What's up, guys? How are you? Welcome into a Friday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast with me, Matt Perrault, on Twitter at Sports Talk. Matt, you guys can follow Betting Pros on Twitter at Betting Pros. We're here every single morning. Well, at least when I'm not in the hospital, we're here every single morning. Betting Pros, BetMGM, the offer. You got a $10 bet to win $150 on any event. Simply enter in, open a new account, enter in the promo code JUICE150, and you get those three $50 bets from BetMGM, BetMGM.com, or on the BetMGM application. All right, so how are we feeling about the flat brim hat? If you're watching on YouTube, how are we feeling? It's not really me, but I needed to get Bruins gear quickly because I went to the game last night. So we got the little flat brim Bruins. My daughter likes the cartoon bee. So we went with that, with the cartoon bee hat on the flat brim. I'm not sure I can pull it off, but for one day, why not? I have to give a gigantic thank you, huge thank you, to Joanna and Matt Furtado. Joanna on Twitter at JoeFurtado74. So last night, yesterday, I teased, like, I might go to the game. I don't know. Bruins, Knights, I might go to the game. Then on the Bostonian versus the book, the show I do with Dave Sharapan, we were saying, okay, you know, maybe we'll go. Bruins, Golden Knights. I was like, I don't know. Maybe I'll go. I get a DM from Joanna. Joanna says to me, hey, my husband and I were supposed to be in Vegas for our 15th year wedding anniversary. We had booked a trip to the Venetian. We were all good. But their 14-year-old said no. He or she, not sure which one, to say their 14-year-old, wanted to go to Disney. So they're going to Disney instead. They had the tickets. I said, hey, they DM'd and said, hey, do you want the tickets? I said, yeah, how much? And they said, free. It's like, what do you mean free? Like, this is crazy. You're not giving me tickets, are you? And they said, absolutely. They were going to go unused. Do you want them? And I was jumping for joy. Absolutely. The funny thing is my daughter has been asking to go to a Vegas Golden Knights game. And we had told her, yeah, we'll go. I said, we'll go. And we just never got around to it. And then the Bruins game came up and I was like, man, maybe we should go. But she had, you know, stuff to do this afternoon. She had to go to, I think it was, she had piano and voice lessons today. So, or yesterday. So I was like, little last minute. I don't know. And I was looking at tickets. Like, literally last night, I was looking at buying a pair of tickets. I just never really got around to it. And I kind of was like, all right, fine. And then bam, Joanna and Matt from, where are they from? Bridgewater, Mass. They are from, where did she say they're from? She didn't tell me, did she? No, she didn't tell me. Although, actually, I think she did write to me somewhere on Twitter. She did write to me that they are from, I think they're from Bridgewater, Mass. I'm not positive on that. But, I mean, just a really cool moment. Like, just one of those, like, this is super fun. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe we're doing this. And, North Quincy. Excuse me. Not Bridgewater. North Quincy. Excuse me. A little bit north of Bridgewater, but North Quincy, Mass. So, Joanna and Matt, let me tell you the story. So, here's what happened. So, we go. My kid loves Chance. I tweeted a picture of her. Like, she was ecstatic to meet Chance. Got a chance to fist bump with the Golden Knight. She was all psyched about that. So we go. We're getting, you know, stuffed animals, and she's getting, you know, one of the cheerleaders came over and gave her a bead, like a little, you know, Vegas Golden Knights thing. She was in love with that. So now we're in the game, and the Jumbotron starts stuff, right? The big screen. Kids are popping up like crazy. First period, Madeline's like, can I get on that? And I'm like, yeah, I mean, just get up there and dance. Have a good time. First period comes by, doesn't get on it. We go to the intermission. We go get something to eat. We come back to our seats. Madeline's like, if I dance, do you think I'm going to get on this? I'm like, yeah, probably. Go ahead. So they do like three more breaks. And all these kids are popping up. All these other kids are popping up. So the game is, the total in the game was 5.5. It was 2-0 Bruins, and Swayman was standing on his head. But I was like, man, I don't know. Let's see what the live number is. So I go on my phone. I see there's a live number. While I am doing that, what happens? Of course, Jumbotron. Bam. My daughter up on the Jumbotron. I'm like, what the hell, man? So I'm on my phone. I look up. Madeline's jumping up and down. She's on the Jumbotron. I'm trying to get my phone out fast. I missed the picture. So, and I was sitting there with my phone while every time she was dancing, I was sitting there with my phone going like, I'm going to take a picture. Because we were like, the seats that they gave us, that Joanna and Matt gave us, were unbelievable. It was second level, but it was the first row, second level. I highly recommend watching hockey from that vantage point. That was I'd rather have those seats than the seats down below. They were unbelievably close and it gave you a great look down. I love nobody was in front of you. You get to put your feet up on the railing. Like, I love those seats. Those seats were unbelievable. Awesome, awesome seats. I would buy season tickets on those seats, but it was a dad fail. Absolute dad fail on that. So no picture of Madeline on the Jumbotron, but I did get a couple of cool pictures with her with Chance and everything else. So just an awesome, awesome, awesome game. It was so fun. It was just so, so fun for her first game. Amazing experience. Bruins win. I win the bet. Seventh consecutive day because we bet plus 103. Didn't win a lot of money, but we won money. And for a seventh consecutive day, we've won. Bruins money line plus 103. Over six goals with Pittsburgh pushed, and then the under got obliterated. Mavericks Warriors way over on that, but I know it's 1-1-1, but it's a winning day because of the plus money on the Bruins. So what does that mean? Yep, I'll hold true. I am due to fall on my face, guys. So if you want to fade these picks, I'm not going to get angry with you by any means. Fade these picks. Three bets, two in college basketball, one in the NHL, three units in play. One unit bets. Let's ride. Let's see what happens. Let's bet one unit for a couple of days. I don't want to announce it like COVID's over, but like, it doesn't feel like COVID's over. Like, I don't know. Feels like COVID's over. So I'm going to jump in here. Missouri Valley Conference basketball, Arch Madness. Let's get into it. All right. So here's the thing. There are two games that do not have lines at the moment. Illinois State against Northern Iowa in the first semifinal, and then Valpo up against who is that game against? I always forget. I always miss these things. Valparaiso's playing against the three seed in the. Oh no, who is the three seed in this? Hold on, let me pull this up because I can't make a play. But what I'm going to tell you is, I would seriously consider betting the dog in the first half for teams that did not play yesterday versus teams that did. So we've got games tomorrow on a Friday in Arch Madness. So let's see, what are the games that I was talking about? Okay, so we've got Bradley, Loyola Chicago. We'll talk about here in a second. Valpo, Missouri State. Okay, there we go. So I would seriously look at Valpo in the first half against Missouri State. There's no number on that at the moment, so I can't even say what it's going to be. But my guess is that line's going to be like 7. So the first half line will be like 3, 3.5. Valpo playing last night, getting a win last night. It's big. In the first half, they come out of the gate. They just play hard. Why? They have experience under their belt. They're comfortable. They've played the game. They get a game under their belt. Missouri State's very good. I don't think Missouri State loses, but Valpo with experience on the court is something I normally jump in. Personally, I will be on the first half dog for both teams that were having buys that did not play, that will play today. I think it's a good opportunity. Illinois State in Northern Iowa. Illinois State played last night. Northern Iowa didn't. I would definitely look to jump in on the first half with that. But let's talk about Bradley and Loyola Chicago in the 4-5 matchup here. Loyola Chicago is favored by 6 in this game. Bradley on the year is 17-12 ATS. Bradley in conference, 11-7 ATS. Illinois Chicago, 10-17-1. Against the conference, 4-13-1. These games are interesting. Okay, so let's look at the regular season matchup between Bradley and Loyola Chicago. At home, Bradley won outright by 7 as 4.5-point dogs. On the road, they were 13.5-point dogs. They lost by 7. 2-0 ATS. Bradley up against Loyola Chicago. Number is 6. This is somewhat shocking to me, to be quite honest. I think it's way too big of a number. And you get the desperation factor. When you have end of game situations in tournaments and teams are, you know, they're trying to keep their season alive, especially a team like Bradley, where they have to win Arch Madness to keep their year alive. They're probably not going to any of the, you know, lower level tournaments. They've got to go and go off here. KenPom has this as a 4-point game. I've got 2 points of value. Give me Bradley plus six, Bradley for one unit. Plus six against Loyola Chicago in the quarterfinal. It's a 3:30 tip time. So it's a 12:30 start time Eastern time or Pacific time rather, 3:30 Eastern for Bradley, Loyola Chicago, Arch Madness, Loyola Chicago, taking on Bradley. I'm taking the dog, Bradley plus six for one unit. Second game I want to talk about, Southern Illinois taking on Drake. This game is going to be really interesting. The line is 3.5. Okay. If you look at KenPom, KenPom has this as a 2-point win for Drake. Okay. 65-63. Number is 3.5. This is very similar to the Bradley situation. Southern Illinois is 18-11 ATS in the Valley, 13-5 against the conference. Drake is 9-19 ATS. 6-11 against the conference. When Southern Illinois took on Drake, they were 2.5-point dogs at home. They lost by one. When they played on the road, they were 7-point dogs. They lost by two in the last game of the regular season. Okay. Again, 2-0 ATS in the regular season for Southern Illinois up against Drake. This is the same handicap. This is the same breakdown. I'm taking points. Southern Illinois plus 3.5. Up against Drake in the quarterfinal of the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament. I know Drake was a darling for us, but Southern, I think, is a little bit of a sleeper here. KenPom's giving us value on both these games, 2 points of value in both these games with Southern Illinois and Drake and Bradley and Loyola Chicago. I'm jumping in with one unit on both. Bradley plus six, Southern Illinois plus 3.5 in their games. So like I mentioned, the other games with Northern Iowa early against Illinois State, first half Illinois State, I will take Illinois State plus the points, whatever it is. When that line eventually pops up, I would jump on that. And Valpo against Missouri State, I equally would jump on Valpo in the first half, jump on that. I do like the first game better though, because of the early start time. Illinois State turns right around. So they played late last night. They play this morning at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, noon time in St. Louis at Enterprise Center for Arch Madness. That's a sleepy game, guys. That's a real sleepy game. No one's there. The crowd, people were partying and drinking. I went to seven, I can't remember how many, at least seven Arch Madnesses. Maybe I've been to more, but I mean, it's the tournament I've been to more than any other tournament. I know the whole drinking routine, the whole party routine. I know it all. Illinois State will be ready. Northern Illinois, their fans think they're walking through. Sometimes they get buzzsawed. That's when the one seed gets bounced sometimes. It's kind of crazy, but it's happened because of the fact that you've got this team that played last night. They normally get a scare in the first game, and the one seed normally crushes the next game. But the first seed, first game, early morning, team that played the night before, you might be like, oh, they run out of gas in the second half. In the first half, it's all adrenaline, and they play like crazy. I'll take Illinois State plus the points, Valpo plus the points personally, but officially we're going with Bradley plus the points and Southern Illinois plus the points. Okay. One NHL bet to jump into, and this is the Devils and the Rangers playing. The Devils right now are fourth in the NHL for overs, 32-20-2. Now the Rangers are dead last, 18-31-3. So you might go, Matt, why are you betting over six with Devils and the Rangers? The reason, last two games for the Rangers, 5-2, 5-3. Okay. 7 and 8 goals being scored for the Rangers. For the Devils, 9-7, 13-9-7 goals being scored. Yes, the Rangers at home are a little scary, 18-5-3. Devils are 18-17-2. Okay. But I just think six is another number that we could push like we did last night. I like betting over on six. I think we get there. Need the Rangers to get 2 minimum. I think they might get 4 against this Devils defense. And then they need the Devils to get 2, you know, need a 4-2, 5-2 in some form or fashion to get here. hockey betting right now is absolutely ludicrous because last night you had a plus 330 Montreal Canadiens win the game. Okay. 5-4. You've got the Arizona Coyotes, a plus 313 money line came in. Arizona Montreal money line parlays is stupid, and Pittsburgh whipped Tampa 5-1. If you have a Pittsburgh Montreal Arizona three leg parlay, you have to show me that ticket because that had to have been, I mean, wow. That has to be huge, the odds on that. So if you hit that, congratulations, tip of the cap, and that's amazing. Good job out of you if you got that. But we got the Bruins on the money line 5-2 to win over five in-game bet hit for me, which I was making that in-game play while my kid was on the Jumbotron. Dad fail out of me for doing that. But one unit over six goals, Devils Rangers for one unit at minus 115 for that one. For Devils Rangers with six minus 115 for one unit. Okay. Three bets like normal, but we're up in the stakes. Can we go eight straight days of winning betting? Can we do that? Let's find out. Or do I fall on my face brutally here on day number eight? Maybe if we go 0-3, I'll go back to half units. Okay. If we go 1-2, I probably will stretch it out a little bit. I'll probably bet one or two. I'll go one or two more days with full unit wagers, but let's see how we do here. Since we're hot, let's push our luck a little bit. Pushing the odds, my former show, as we used to call it here, poker term. My name is Matt Perrault. Follow me on Twitter. Wait. Hold on. Before we wrap everything, gosh, forgot about the don't bet a parlay. Have to do the edit here on this. I apologize. What we are doing. We're going to jump in with a three-leg NBA home team favorite. How did I miss this? Plus 600. Suns, minus 6.5 at home against the Knicks. Bulls, plus 3.5 at home against the Milwaukee Bucks. Sixers, minus 7.5 at home against the Cleveland Cavaliers. Three-leg money line parlay for the Don't Bet a Parlay. I think we're 1-4 now. We've missed our last four. Opened 1-0. Missed our last four. Let's see if we can get back on track here. Friday night, home team, NBA parlay. Suns, Bulls, Sixers, ATS against the spread for the Don't Bet a Parlay here on a Friday. At Sports Talk Matt. Each and every morning, it's the Daily Juice Podcast. Oh, it's being brought to you by BetMGM.